Pete Galagotis, the Marg Factor.
He's put two good solid runs in, attacked the line strong both times.
Which one's your best?
Marg Factor.
We'll take Marg Factor, I reckon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Time at Chickasaw, joined by the Marg Factor again. The Marg Factor fights back and beats Time at Chickasaw.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do, and we are at headquarters today, Flemington on a Wednesday. This is good business. We can have some fun today, I reckon, Whitey.
We speak to the number one man, Liam O'Keefe.
My word, we do.
Liam, good morning.
Good morning, gents.
How are we looking today? I mean, the weather's been a bit mixed, but what does the track look like?
It has. It's been an up-and-down week weather-wise. We've had wind and rain and a little bit of sun, but we're on a soft 5 this morning. The going 68.5. Inside of the straight is 8.4. The outside is 8.5, and the shear strength is 10.9, and the rail is in the 14-metre position.
Okay, so 14 metres, that's rare for Flemington. What, does it have any impact, do you think, on today?
Yeah, it is rare for Flemington. We only have it out that far, basically, for this meeting, and then we run a twilight meeting in January. So we'll just push it right out to protect that inside ground for Turnbull Stakes Day. We want to make sure that horses on the Group 1 day are on that fresher ground, so we push it out. Tends to play okay, probably just midfield or forward of midfield would be a little bit of an advantage, naturally with the rail that far out, but it certainly presents even across.
Fantastic, Liam. We'll speak to you as the carnival gets closer.
Thanks, guys.
Nice work, Liam O'Keefe there, the track manager at Flemington, where we're racing today. Now, Mark, Michael Falgate has got Nick Williams and Brace Okulski on speed dial as Leviathan owners in the industry. And that's nice for him, but he hasn't got our Leviathan owner on speed dial. Mark Stevens is that man. He joins us this morning. Steve-o, good morning.
G'day, Half, Whitey and co. Yeah, it's exciting, mate. We've got a runner today, a big foray into racing, and New York Baby in the first. Get on, guys. It had a great win at Warrnambool first up. And it's the second run around. Troy Corston's in charge. We've got Damien Oliver on board. $75,000 it cost us. A 3-year-old by Witten Tycoon, Shadow Doll, Whitey.
Wow, this is good, Steve, really. Knowing your stuff.
And we've got Troy Corston's with us as well, who's leading the charge for the team today at Flemington. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, Half, I love his confidence.
What? I was just going to let him go again and then see what your response would be. Steve, what are you expecting today?
Well, it was brilliant in Warrnambool. I mean, we were so excited. It's a Harp Syndicate, Harp Hotel and Q. Brett Crofty, Jowie, Wazza, Shooter, Mackerel involved, and Grant Hudson set this up. We are excited. When it won first up on the Tuesday, it was the biggest takings ever on a Tuesday at the Harp outside the Melbourne Cup.
Well, Pete would love that.
It's going to be big today, and we're on board Troy. And Troy's treatment of us has been outstanding, social media and communications, and a really good introduction for me to racing.
Steve, I have some real concern for you today because, Troy, as I get to you, my concern is that you've got two in the race and there's only six in it. this has got Aidan O'Brien pacemaker set up all over it, I reckon, and I'm just concerned which one might be the pacemaker, Troy.
That's illegal in Australian racing.
Tell me about these two horses. Steve-o's given us a good one about good run on New York Baby after its win at Warrnambool. And the heavy nine, just by the way, and Braindom. What's happening with Little Schnitty?
Little Schnitty's actually just a bit of a project horse that's owned by myself and a couple of mates. She's a nice filly, but I wouldn't think that she'd be getting too close to New York Baby. She's a bit better, I think.
Righto, so that's the pacemaker. So what are we expecting from New York Baby then?
Look, she's a really nice filly. She's only had the one trial going into this, so there's really good improvement to come. If she handles the straight, she's going to be very hard to beat.
Righto, so that's a good push for New York Baby. Is there some bigger things in store for New York Baby today, this campaign?
Yeah, we're looking at a couple of listed races over the next few weeks, as long as she goes well today and gets through it nicely.
All right, so Troy, your best today is?
New York Baby.
New York Baby, race one, number one. Steve, are you happy with that?
Very happy with that. Look, I've got to get into the party room, guys, for a meeting. Hard out at 7 a.m, boys, so it's a bit of an opposition leader meeting, guys.
So what's happening in the party today?
What happens in the party room stays in the party room.
Any protest today, Steve?
No.
All right, good news. Troy, thank you very much. Race one, number one, New York Baby. Steve, good luck.